Led Zeppelin, All in My Love, here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. Did you play that song because of just working on the concert last Saturday?
I just might have.
You just might have.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. After 22 hours.
After 22 hours of Loud Planet, you just wanted to hear some more of that kind of music. Huh?
Yeah.
I know.
Stockholm Syndrome.
More like it. Anyway. I'm not sure what kind of syndrome these ladies have, but it seems to be a good one. We're speaking with the Coven of St. Andrews. That was the best I could do. Don't look at me like that.
We need to work on your segues.
You need to work on
my word.
Now, maybe you can get me some segues for Christmas.
Okay. We might see.
Anyway, we're here with the Witches of St. Andrews, or the Coven in the Studio, as I think they're becoming known as. All right, let's go through this. Let's go through this from the top. There's, in the break, we were talking about a lot more stuff that's actually going on in and around your ride.
There is. We really do want to say that it is Saturday. We want to say that again. Saturday, October the 26th. We stage at 9 o'clock at Alice's Restaurant on Beck Avenue. So be there by 9, bring your bikes. If you're walking, we do have a few vehicles that the ones who cannot walk or ride will be in vehicles. And so we'll be signing up there and in the parking lot at Alice's. And then the parade starts at 10. And half the street will be blocked off by the police. So we'll be headed north, going up back to the St. Andrew's School, make the loop, come back to Alice's, and that's where we'll have the brunch. And we'll have costume contest, cackle contest, just lots of fun. The main thing, too, we would like to ask everybody to bring their kids out, because there's a lot going on down there. The market, of course, of St. Andrew's will be open. They're having face painting, just lots of activities that the kids will enjoy. Mm-hmm. And plus our parade from 9 to 10.
Now, you said something while we were off air there about if I didn't happen to have a bike, that you have a solution for that.
Yes, some people, a group that is riding with us came up with a brilliant idea. They are buying bikes and riding them in the ride, and then they're going to donate them to the Salvage Santa. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a win-win, two great causes at one time. You can benefit kids at Christmas with the bike, have a great time riding in our ride, and help us raise money for pancreatic cancer research and aid to local pancreatic cancer patients. So that's a great option if you don't happen to have a bike.
Excellent. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's run down the sequence of events.
Thursday?
That's right. We're starting this Thursday at Alice's. We're going to have a coven party, pre-registration. So if you come out Thursday and pre-register, it'll make your day on Saturday the 26th a lot easier, because you don't have to stand in line and register and so forth and so on. So we'll help you come out Thursday for that. Then we'll start on Saturday the 26th at 9 o'clock. We're going to stage at Alice's also, and those that haven't registered can register then. You'll be given an armband. You have to have an armband to get in Alice's for the brunch and also to ride. This is in honor of Dr. Grantham, who just recently died of pancreatic cancer, so we're honoring him in the ride.
Mm-hmm. And where's the money going to go? What are you going to do with the money you raise?
This year we've partnered with Nikki Mitchell Foundation out of Nashville. Mm-hmm. It was a young lady who died about 6 years ago, and they are a huge organization who has connections with Johns Hopkins for research. So we have decided this year to give part of our money to research Johns Hopkins, and the rest will be in Bay County to assist any pancreatic patient with anything they need. It can be a treatment, if you need gas money, whatever you need. We've got information out there. You can call Kathy Benner at 850-774-1193. Mm-hmm. And this is all concerning the parade. And Mo Shirella at 817-996-6672.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody's out there and needs help? With a pancreatic patient or family that needs help, how do they get hold of you?
They can actually call me, Doris Bowden, at 850-527-3112, or we have eight witches mm-hmm. On the board, and all eight of us, which we will be publishing on our Facebook, all the information on how. Okay. But we ask anyone who needs any help, please get in touch with us, because this is what it's all about.
Okay. Well, your Facebook page?
It's Witches of St. Andrews.
Well, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one. Okay. And we also Eventbrite. If you can't come out Thursday night and register, you can go and check out the information. Go ahead and pay there, and then sign your registration when you get there on Saturday.
And registering early on Thursday night or before the ride on Eventbrite does save you $5, because on the day of the ride, it does cost $35. So not a lot of money, but you know, $5 is $5. Mm-hmm.
So registration is tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Alice's, downtown St. Andrews.
Come out
and dance. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, even a ticket to ride. That should have been the vitamin B today. Oh well.
We still have time. We can make it the vitamin B. Well, ladies, thank you for coming on and talking about this.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we will get to the vitamin B, because we have to decide what we're actually doing.
Yes, we do.
All here on The Mix.